it's very important to recognize that the real important part of this training is what happens in between each of the segments. So here we are exactly 1 week from our last session. And what I want you to ask yourself is, have I done the exercises every day? Have I done them most days? Have I done them some days? Or have I not done them at all? And I want you now to look within and ask yourself that question. It's been 1 week. And I want to be very, very clear about one thing, and I mentioned it last week, and I will mention it again right now, and that is that you don't get mind powers by attending these sessions. These sessions will not give you mind powers. No matter how motivational they are, no matter how inspiring they are, no matter how enlightening they are, they will not give you mind powers. It's what you do with the information that gives you mind powers. And I mentioned last week that there are 157 excellent good reasons why not to do the exercises. And I said that the great trickster does not want you to get mind powers. And the great trickster is very tricky. So have a look now. Where was the great trickster in your life last week? It's very simple. If you did the exercises every day, then you surmounted the great trickster. If you did them only some days, then the great trickster surmounted you. And I do this course once a week for 4 weeks for a very specific reason. So you can get that. Lots of trainings, most trainings, almost all trainings tend to be a weekend. Get the information, goodbye. This training doesn't operate this way. And it operates this way for a very specific way, because I'm going to walk you through it. But I must have you working with me. Few people mentioned that it was difficult to do the exercises. You know, that the mind resisted it a little bit. And you know what? It is! What a revelation. Everyone thought, this stuff's a breeze. Yeah? Did you do it every day? Or did the great trickster get in there? You see, that's the first revelation that I'm going to give with you in our second week together, is that it's not easy. It takes incredible discipline. And that your conscious mind is not thrilled about the fact that you're going to be taking mind powers. Oh, wonderful, training, you know. So you must be ever observant, and you must be ever diligent. A couple questions about contemplation. And these came up while I was before the session tonight, and I want to address them. Because contemplation, the exercise of contemplation, is so important. And it's so important for two reasons. Number one, it disciplines the mind. The mind has to think about something, whether it wants to or not. It's you taking control of the mind, instead of the mind saying, you know what, I'm really too tired. Or, you know what, I'm too busy. Or, you know what, we'll do it next week. Or one of the 157, and when the great trickster says that, you say, I'm sorry, we are going to do it. What? You've never talked to me like that before. well, it's a new regime here, my friend. And you only have to do 20 to 30 minutes, but you're going to do them, starting right now. And it was interesting, one person was saying in the contemplation exercise that what he was doing is he was just repeating it to himself. And he said, am I doing it right? And you are doing it right. Because what you're doing is you're disciplining the mind. You're not buying into, oh, I can't do it, I'm not getting anything, I don't understand it. If you don't understand it, you just repeat it to yourself. And then you repeat it to yourself. And then you repeat it to yourself. And then you repeat it to yourself. And you're getting so damn bored about repeating. The mind says, we're not getting anything. Yeah, but that was only a half a minute. We have to do it for 5 minutes. Oh, you're really going to make me think about it, aren't you? And what it is it's a discipline. And so what happens is you're forcing the mind to think about it. And when you force your mind and your mind realizes that you're not going to give up, then it starts to contemplate. In fact, the gentleman said that actually in the last few days, he started getting insights. But had he not disciplined himself for the first 4 or 5, he'd say, oh, well, it's not working. You know, I tried it, didn't work. Another person said that he had to force himself to do it. And you know what? That's exactly what you have to do. You have to. As I said, the mind does not want to be trained. The mind is used to thinking what it wants, when it wants, how it wants. This is an entirely different way of thinking. It's not a matter of doing it because you want to do it. It's not a matter of doing it because you feel like doing it. It's a matter of doing it because you want to get mind powers, and these are the steps of getting mind powers. Another person said when he did it, he just came up with questions. That's okay. Questions lead to answers. As long as you time yourself, as long as it's 5 minutes on that exercise, no matter what you do, then it's working for you. For those of you who have not done the exercises every day, then have a look. A week's gone by. You left the room with the best of intentions, didn't you? A week's gone by, and you didn't do it. Why? Because the great trickster tricked you. And what a wonderful revelation at this point of the training for those of you who were tricked by the great trickster to realize that it's happened. And what I'm going to say to you is jump on the bandwagon, because you're going to notice a real big difference. Those that are not doing the exercises will be inspired, enthused, and excited. That's the ones that are not doing the exercises. Those that are doing the exercises will be transformed. Will be transformed, because it's not going to be a theory for you. You're going to be demonstrating mind powers. So don't get left behind.